Joining us now with a look at the current COVID situation in his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon to you, and thank you for having me on the show again.
So, first of all, what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
So, our current active cases are 191. Our death count is up to 492, and total cases overall, 29,441. I did have a meeting yesterday with our Board of Health Director, Dr. Eno Montesier, and our medical consultant, Dr. Recurman. So that 191 current active, those are reported cases, again, PCR testing. So much like every municipality, a lot of people are doing at-home testing, which doesn't necessarily be reflected in that number. So, again, we're very much looking at numbers based upon an analysis we do daily on our wastewater and our sewage. It gives us an accurate number relative to COVID in Brockton. So we have to continue the efforts right now, Dan. The numbers are trickling up a little bit, but we're doing what we need to do here in the City of Champions.
Now, has this impacted the hospitals at all?
No, I was on a call with the hospitals the other day. The numbers are trickling up just a little bit, a tick, but nothing that they're concerned about. The census numbers are fine as well. So, again, that's the VA hospital. It's Good Samaritan Medical Center and Brockton Hospital, Signature Healthcare. So, let's just continue to be cautiously optimistic. But we're still doing our vaccine clinics at the Shaw Center. We peeled it back. But DPH does it one day a week on Saturday. We do it another day. Board of Health does it. And we're doing, clinics and pop-up tents, opening day baseball. We've been doing some, giving out some test kits. And, we just have to stay the course, Dan. But, it's much better than a year ago when you and I were talking, that's for sure.
So do you see yourself putting in any restrictions at this time, or are we not at that
level? No, not at this time. I mean, we are every single day looking at the data and the metrics. And, again, a lot of people, are still taking a personal choice to wear a mask right now. I've been boosted. I'm over 50. My birthday was yesterday. I hit the big 5-2. So I'm able to, get a second booster. And, again, I'm just urging people to take care of yourself and your loved ones.
Now, something I wanted to talk to you about, not somewhat COVID related, was the Brockton Fair. We've heard some very sad news in regard to that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when I was a kid, I went there all the time. My mom and dad would take me there. I worked up there when I was in high school on the rubbish trucks and moving the kegs of beer around the fair. And it really is a piece of history. And unfortunately, it's time, and it's privately owned by the Kearney family. And, they're looking to go in a different direction. So, I support development there. It is sad that there won't be a Brockton Fair. But, COVID really did a job on a lot of carnivals and fairs across the nation. And again, I strongly support what the Kearneys are trying to do, and it is sad, but I have some good memories, and unfortunately, my own kids aren't going to have the memories I had, but unfortunately, things come to an end, and the Brockton Fair will be ending.
And now, what exactly is the plans for that? Do you know exactly?
Well, they're working on different, propositions. Again, because it's privately owned, they have the ability to try to figure that out, and they are talking to the city and talking to the city planner, and I don't have any firm details on what they're doing, but I do know that the fair will not be happening again, and that, Chris Kearney, who's the son of George Kearney, will be, looking to develop that property or sell that property or, whatever is in the best interest of his family. So, we are there to support and give some advice and suggestions. And, ultimately, my goal as mayor is to keep maximizing development in Brockton, helping our tax base and helping our businesses and residents in the City of Champions. And took a road trip into the state yesterday, and I met with Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito and Dan Rivera, who is CEO of Mass Development. So we just have to stay the course in terms of development.
Now, I wanted to ask you about something else coming up. We've got an Arbor Day event tomorrow, I believe. Is that correct?
We do. And, DCR from the Commonwealth has been a wonderful partner. They planted a wonderful tree last year on Arbor Day on the grounds of City Hall. They're doing it again tomorrow as well. And, it's exciting. It's exciting to keep beautifying the City Hall area that directly abuts it on School Street. And, we actually have some additional movies. Hollywood keeps coming to Brockton, which is great. I say keep coming. But again, Arbor Day is a special day, and we will welcome it tomorrow with another tree planting outside of City Hall in Brockton.
And also, I wanted to ask you quickly, there are going to be some upgrades to several buildings in the city, including City Hall.
Yes, we've committed ARPA money to City Hall, There really hasn't been any major renovations to City Hall since it was built in the late 1800s. And also the Council on Aging Senior Citizen Center needs to be enhanced. And the VA, I mean the War Memorial, where the veterans go, and it's their building. So those are the three buildings right now. And also the city pool on the east side, which is the beach for a lot of people in Brockton. So we're going to spend ARPA money in a wise way. Today we're actually doing a presentation, and 41 nonprofits will be getting a total of $2 million that we vetted out. It was an application process. So we're going to be dispersing $2 million of ARPA today to 41 different organizations in the city of Brockton. So it's a good day in the city of Champions.
All right, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Talk to you next week. Have a good day, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you.